Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, we read it on Tisha B'Av, Kishmana Noshim Dvar Hashem, Sikach Ozlechem Dvar Piv. Listen to what Hashem has to say. Ki Olam Odas B'Chaloneinu, death has entered through our windows, or V'an Noseinu, entered our palaces, Lahachris Olel Michutz, Olo Michutz, to cut down children, Bachurim Merechobos. It's different. It's different when you know people personally. I knew Rav Moshe Tversky Zatzal. He was my Rosh Hashiva son-in-law, Rav Abba Zaydin. I know him, right? So it's always different when you know the person, the Yerushim Hayim, the Talmud Chacham, thousands of Talmidim over the years, and Taurus Moshe. Enable the person, Chavero, from the good family. And when you know the people, it's different. The type of people, like us. Right? It's Americans. Americans with an Arogim, or English speakers with an Arogim, with Mr. Sion. We all know the neighborhood. We all know the shul. It's a normal setting, right? That way. You can't take precautions that would exclude going to shul. And it starts to hit you, or it should, that the last 2 weeks, the last week, the last few days, normal everyday activity has become dangerous. Not dangerous, perhaps, halachically dangerous, in the sense that it would be also to do, but dangerous in a balabakish sense. At least expected in a normal setting, you're not in a dangerous place, going about normal activity. So what is one supposed to think? You have to react. So I want to state 4 points tonight. I guess we need something for people who are not here.
Four important points that'll, I don't know if it'll help us cope with the situation, but it'll teach us, hopefully, how to cope, what to think. The first point is not meant as a teretz, it's not meant as an eitzah, it's not meant as a response, it's not meant as a tikkun, but it's absolutely necessary and essential for every Jew to repeat and to internalize and to realize that the world is not chaotic. Quantum theory notwithstanding, it's not a chaotic world. And everything that happens is planned as a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Ratzon Hashem. It happens to tie into Yichud Hashem, because part of the idea of Yichud Hashem is that every event is a manifestation of His will. And that's really, we'll talk about the other aspects. What do we do with it? How do we react? Should we react? What are we supposed to think? But it's really the baseline of a Jew is to realize that nothing's random. The Rotzim had to pick a certain day. They had to pick a certain time. They had to go downstairs, not upstairs. Some people who normally were not, would not be there, were there. Some people who normally, some people were there, normally are not there. Some people weren't there, normally were there. My mechutin, Rabbi Ephraim Stein, was there. He was punked in a place where he ducked behind the bima and then was able to run away. He was davening there. He was in such a place that he was able to do that. We believe in Hashgacha Pratis. We believe that it was whoever was Nifter, it was their time to be Nifter. This has to be a base. That's the base. It doesn't help, perhaps, or maybe it does help. I don't know what a person that doesn't believe in a Ribbono Shel Olam controlling the world, how he copes with such things. No one, the Chavis HaLovas repeatedly states over and over and over, no one can hurt you, be mazik you, do anything to you, whether it's killing, wounding, hurting you in business and monetary matters, embarrassing you. No one can do anything to you, whether it's lahazik or lahawil, to help, unless it's the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the baseline of a Jew, that is the foundation, because that's, as we're learning now in Chodesh HaLavos, that's Yichud Hashem, that's Sha'ar HaYichud, that is the basic emunah that every Jew has to have, and have to repeat it over and over and over. And we say Shema Yisrael twice a day. And that's Hashem Echad. There's a game plan for everything that happens. It's the Ratzon Hashem. There's a game plan. It's not random. You could say, well, Hashem's doing it, but it's random. Hashem does not play dice with the world. It's a famous quote. And it's a little too raw to talk about the third leg of that, which is that it's Tov. It's kind of hard to wrap our heads around on the day when such an event occurred to something, to people. There's no question, I mean, the familiarity of the people, the type of people, the type of shul, the familiarity of the neighborhood, just brings it closer to home. It does. Maybe it shouldn't. Maybe it shouldn't. It should, not just maybe. It really shouldn't, but it does. It does, and again, the foundation of a Jew is that no matter what, we're ma'amin, that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that he's doing it with a plan, and a cheshbin, and it's not chaos. It's not chaos out there. And we say, Shvoch HaMoscha L'Adoyim Eshalo Yadu'ucho Lo Ma'amlochos Hashem B'Shem Cholo Koro K'Yachalas Yaakov Estaveyu Eishamu Shvoch HaLem Zamecha V'Charon Apcho Yasigen Tirdof Bi'af V'Sashmidei Mitach HaShmei Hashem. So that's point one. That baseline of Emuna that needs to be said, it's Pashut, it needs to be said and reiterated and believed in the depths of our hearts. Second point. It's important to know the emes. Even if I don't have an etzah and I don't have a response, but it's very, very important for a person to live in reality. Out of knowledge of reality will come aces. As I'm very fond of quoting Ayn Rand, you can ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that if we don't get rid of the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael, there'll be litzninim b'tzideichem, u'lusikim, there'll be thorns in your sides, thorns in your eyes. I stood here 3 years ago and I said, if we don't do what we're supposed to do, this is chas v'shalom going to keep happening, because these are the consequences of the reality, and the Torah recognizes the reality. And whoever says it has to do with politics is an achzori. It's cheapening the blood of Yidden. The Torah says it, logic says it, reality says it, and if you call it politics, you're desecrating the memory of those who were killed. The fact that the politicians are pontificating from the get-go, from the minute it happened, should not cloud the reality. We're in a milchama. The milchama is against every Jew. To me, it's nauseating to hear someone say, oh, they did it in a shul while people were davening in tefillin. That the Rosh HaKeri can say such a thing does not surprise me. But that Jews should say it, as if there's any difference where a Jew is killed in a shul or while davening or not davening, yes, with tefillin. If it happens in a store, if it happens in the Shtochim, if it happens on Harabayas, if it happens in Ramat Beit Shemesh, when you're walking in the street, there's a difference. If a Jew is murdered, how can they do such a thing in a shul? It's a bizarre to talk like that. And whoever talks like that is an accessory to murder, because you're cheapening the lives of Jews. You're implying things that should not be said, and don't say it around me. And whoever thinks that it's because of this or because of that is a fool, worse than a fool. And whoever doesn't know by now that these people had what's called Israeli identity cards, and they worked in the makolet next to the shul, one of them did. Anywhere and anyone, there's a milchama against Jews. And that's the emes. That's emes. And it's important for a person to know the emes, not to kid oneself and not to live in a world of fantasy and illusion. You don't release terrorists from prison. You don't potter them from the death penalty. You don't treat their wounded. You don't let them live in this country. If there's a chashash, there's halachas when you let a guy live in this country. If the army would be allowed to do, don't think this is politics, Rabosai. This is the dam of your fellow Jews. And it's the reality. If the army would be allowed to do what they can do, it would take a month to clear Eretz Yisrael out from terrorists, and the rest would be scared and cowed the way the Goyim were scared and cowed in the years following the Six-Day War. We're a five-year-old. We're adults, Arab adults, cowered in doorways. When a Jewish child would walk by. And now it's the other way around. Bezoyin for Klal Yisrael, it's a Chilul Hashem. And the reality is that there's a milchama, and it has nothing to do with absurd, ridiculous claims of this reason or that reason, and whoever says it is a fool and a rasha. Either one, I guess. If he's a fool, he might not be a rasha. And if he's not a fool, he's a rasha. Okay, so number one is emuna, and number two is recognizing the reality that we're in a milchama. And if the klal would recognize that reality, then they would react accordingly and stand for not accept the things we accept and go about our business, but there's a milchama raging, and we're all participants in the milchama. recognition of that reality would bring about change. Unfortunately, there's not enough recognition of that reality. Number three, what can we gain out of it? What can we learn from it? What do we do with it? So there's two lessons. That'll be number three and number four. When such an event happens, Chovos HaLevav says in Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, the third perek, Cheshbon number 16. A person has to realize harsh words, Chovos HaLevav says. Difficult words to accept. It's nothing more than a Gemara. We can die at any time. The Yala Alibo, a person should think about, not in a sad way, Adarabba, you thank Hashem that you're alive, but you have in the back of your mind, Shuv Yomecha Dufnei Misoscha, it could happen at any moment, says the Chayyus HaLavas. People die. In a split second, he says. We sort of sense and feel and intuit that we'll know it's coming. And we'll have time to write a will and to do tshuva and to make a tzava and to say goodbye. He says, look around. People die every day, says the Chayyus HaLevavos. People die every month. You don't get off in the summer. People die at all hours of the day. Old people die, young people die, middle-aged people die, men die, women die. Look around. Look around what happens in life. V'chol zman, u'v'chol eis, u'v'chol moko. And be prepared that that could happen. Be prepared that at any moment we can be asked, demanded of, to give back the pikadon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And if you think you'll be here for a while yet, think how many of people you know, says the Chayyus HaLevavos, have already traveled to the other world, thinking that they will always be in this world. And you're no better than they are. Very harsh, very tough. Number 16 in Paragimel of Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh. And if there's a Hisorerus, when in a normal setting there's such a tragedy, the baseline is Emuna. The second point is to realize the reality of that we're in a Mulchama. Then, what can we do with it? We can realize this, think about this. Shuv Yomecha Lufnei Misoscha. Leif Chachomim Bebeis Ovel. Tov Lolechas Ol Beis Ovel Milechas Ol Beis HaMishta. You're going about your business, minding your own business. You're davening, and I only say that as an example of an everyday activity that's unremarkable. We have to realize that. We have to realize that. That's v'chayit en alibo. And prepare yourself. You can't be oblivious to the possibility. It happens to everyone. And it can happen at any moment, says the Chayyus HaLevavos. And when you experience the shock of the unexpected is a mild word. So, what do we need more to be cognizant and aware and live life a little more seriously, live life a little more intensely, spiritually? That's number 16. So it's a little depressing. What are the favors Allah is doing to us? So in number 19, he makes up for it. In number 19, he says, and again, you know, it looks a little depressing, but it's actually... Number 19 says, look around in the world. Look at the sorrows people have. Look at the illnesses people have. Look at the issues they have, the problems they have, and you don't have them. And there's no reason in the world why this one's liver doesn't work and your liver does work. There's no reason. Why should it be that way? You think you're a bigger tzaddik than that person whose liver doesn't work? And be thankful. Work on your feelings of gratitude and realization of your thanks to Hashem. Thank you for my liver. Thank you that I'm alive today. It's an optimistic outlook. It's a cheerful outlook. That's what you can do with it. What you can do, he says, go to a hospital and go to the lobby. He doesn't say that. And read off the list of diseases. And then say, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. I don't have those things. I'm... And that's number 19. To think about the ra'av in the world, the tzomei in the world, the korah, the chom, the samei mothers, the chayos ra'os, tiruf hada'as. How many times have we thanked Hashem that we're sane? Right? There's hospitals you can go to see that it's not so poshut. That obligates us, he says. This is the Chavis HaLovis' view of life. It obligates us to be thankful and therefore to do something as a response for the tovos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. Because there's no reason in the world why it didn't happen. We're not entitled to anything, and if you need to see that, you look around and you see things that happen. And you say, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to say, and Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal says that that's a schus. You see someone with an aver that doesn't work and you use it as a springboard to be grateful to Hashem that yours does work. It's a tremendous schus for that person because he was a kli for your avodas Hashem. Let that be a schus, right? A liver that doesn't work, and I thank Hashem for my liver, is a schus for the person with the not functioning so well liver. Someone dies, and I say, thank you Hashem, I am alive. And I don't deserve to be alive any more than that person. Thank you, thank you. That's a tremendous schus for the person who was killed. It's a schus. He became a springboard to my avodas Hashem. So number three are these, what we can do with it in our, what do we do with it? Say, what can we do? What can we do? We can strengthen our emunah. We could start recognizing reality because from that change will come. We could stop talking narishkeiten or agreeing with silly statements. You're in a melchama. Doesn't matter where you are or what you do. And the rest of the world is learning that it's not kosher anymore to where you live. In our personal avoda, what we do with it. So, look over, get a chayvus al vavus, look over in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, Perek Gimel, number 16. Which is the realization that it doesn't take a long time to die. And there's no guarantee from one moment to the next. Death has no favorites, he says. Any month, any day, any time of the day, young, old, infant, adult, old man, mature man, men, women, doesn't matter. So be prepared. Don't get depressed. It's also to get depressed. It's also also. Prepare yourself. Realize that the journey can come to an end at any moment, And Yotzei L'Derech is not your possessions, is not your physical, but you manage to accomplish in the physical world, in the Chomer world, in the Olam Hazeh world. Yotzei L'Derech is Torah, Umasim Tovim, and Stokka, and Chesed, and Ben Odom Achavero, and Ben Odom Lamoko, and that's what you carry with you. And number 19 is, it's a avoda, it's not easy, to turn it around and to say, thank you Hashem, it didn't happen to me. It's not cruel, adarava. It's using tragedy as a springboard to your avodas Hashem. Say thank you, because there's no reason why it didn't happen to me. Thank you Hashem. Number 4 is a little more, you know, my daughter asked me today, so, Tati, you know, so what should I be doing? Should I let my kids go to the bus stop? Should I let my kids walk to school? What should I do? Should I be doing anything differently than I'm doing now? So I said, no, you're not doing anything dangerous. You're not doing anything that's not proper hishtadlus of watching yourself. Okay, so what should I do? As long as we're in this mess, as long as things don't change, and they're not going to change, they're not going to change unless there's a change. And it's sad to say, you know, Chas v'Sholom, and Eibishter should have Rachmonos on us, but just, there's a certain reality. So how can you protect your family? How can I protect myself and my family? It's not by getting a shomer for the shul. It's not, I'm sorry. Until someone decides, if the police decide that that's hishtadlus, that shuls are dangerous places, then you're mechuyev to get a shomer for the shul. Okay? When they say it's dangerous to be in a shul, then you're mechuyev to get a shomer. Till then, I mean, so they'll kill the shomer. You ever see these shomers sit by the door of a supermarket? There's a big sakon of these guys. They don't know what they're doing. They're sitting there. They're like sitting ducks, you know. I'm going to tell you Rabbeinu Bechaya and Bereishis and a Ramban on Eov. And that's what you should do to protect yourself. They both say the same thing. Rabbeinu Bechaya says in Parshas Vayera, where it says, Ki yadativ lamana sheyitzavez bonavet beisel achrov, Rabbeinu Bechaya says as follows to explain the words ki yadativ. Hashem says it about Avraham Avinu. He says this hashgacha pratis in the world, and hashgacha pratis is of two types. One is that Hashem knows everything we do and everything we're thinking. Hashgacha leida kol prote ma'asov u'machshevosov of a person. Every prat to prat, everything I'm thinking, my motivations, why I do what I'm doing, every thought I have, everything I do, that, he says, is across the board. A goy, a Jew, everyone has that hashgacha pratis where Hashem knows everything you do. The other hashgacha pratis is that Hashem is with you and is megan on you from makatrigim. From makatrigim, from events of the world that are tragic, that hurt, that are mazik people, that do things to people, whether it's illness or terrorism, murder. I don't know, terrorism, murder. There's hashgacha pratis, Hashem is megan on you, and that everybody's different. That's not across the board by a long shot. Hashgacha leida kol protei ma'isov hibuchol adam Yisrael. O min ha'umos, goyim too. Hashgacha la'atzilo min ha'mikrim. You oversleep, or you're behind the bima, or he picks a different station in the Rekeves Kala, or he picks a different day when you're not there. Sheshor b'nei Adam nimsarim b'yadam, which in the course of events happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzil at tzaddikim and amikrim sheshor b'nei Adam nimsarim b'yadam. And it's clear he's not talking about just tzaddikim, but the more zchusim you accumulate, the more shemira you have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu min hamikrim shebnei Adam nimsarim b'yadam. And Rabbosai, if we're in a Mulchama, and we are in a Mulchama, then you need more schusim. Because the soldier obviously needs more schusim to escape from a Mulchama than a guy walking around minding his own business in a normal country. But it is there is a sliding scale of Hashgacha Pratis, as Rabbeinu Bechaya calls it. He calls it Hashgacha Pratis, Lahogein al Ha'odah, that Hashem is with me and guiding me and helping me and saving me and protecting me. That Hashgacha Pratis, the closer I am to Hashem, the more of a tzaddik I am. The closer I am to Hashem, the more He's with me and the more He's making on me. That's what Rabbeinu Bechaya says. To learn it inside in Parshas Vayera, the Ramban says the same thing really there on that pasuk, but he says it very pekitzer. It's hard to understand what the Ramban means. Marina Bechaya on Chumash says the Deo Das or Ramban bePasuk Zeh Kishet Tistakel Bo. If you read the Ramban carefully, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, you'll see that's what he's saying. The Ramban elaborates in Iyov, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Zayin. Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Zayin. Zeh HaKosov, the particular pasuk that he's referring to, Meforish Inyan Gadol Binyan Hashgacha. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach and Shomer Anoshim, V'atam Yodua Uborur. Odom has Hashgacha Pratis in general, because he's Makir Eloka. The more you are aware of Hashem, the more Hashem is a reality, the more you're Makir Hashem and acknowledge Hashem and live with Hashem, the more Hashgacha it bounces back. The more Hashgacha you have, the Yishmar also. So you want to differentiate between people and animals, the Lokein Shor, Abriyo, Shein, and Medabros, Veni, Yododos, Borom, so they only have Hashgacha Klolis. There's no Hashgacha Protis, says the Ramban, on each animal, to save that animal from whatever happens to animals. Because they're not makiborim, they're menutak from Hashem. But a person, uminatam hazeh yishmor esat tzadikim, ki kasher libom ve'ineyam tomid imo, the more you're cognizant and aware of Hashem, ken einei Hashem aleihem meireishus hashono v'adach rishono, right up, sort of a play on words on that pasuk, up until the point at ki hachosid hagomur hadovek belokov tomid, he'll even get a nace. Ye anishmar tomid mikol mikre hazman afilu ahovim beteva v'yishtamer mehem benace. That's like, if you get to that extreme. But the shmira from pigei ha'olam, says the Ramban, here in Eo, the Ramban in Parshas Vayero with Rabbeinu Bechaya explaining it more, you have more shemira the closer you are to Hashem. The more you bring Hashem into your life, the more He's there, and the more He's watching you, watching over you. Is this a guarantee? Of course not. We don't know if we've been successful. Ki govu shemayim me'oretz, ken govu machshavos saimi, machshavos seichem, v'darcheichem midrachoi. The person I knew that was nirtzach today couldn't think of a finer, more edler Yirei Shemayim, Talmud Chochom, Dovek Bashem. So, no guarantees. But if you say, how can I be shomer my children? Can I let them walk to the bus stop? Moreover, on both sides. Let's not be silly. Until they say it's dangerous to walk to the bus stop, you walk to the bus stop. You daven in shul. That's the kav. We all know that. That's the kav in Brius. That's the kav in Parnosa. That's the kav in everything we do. Right? You get to the line that you're mechuyev to do things. And after that, there's no point. But here's what you can do. This is the shomer. What the Ramban says is the shomer. You can hire Hashem to be your shomer. There's no guarantee. But that's what you can do. There's never a guarantee, right? So what can you do? What can I do? What can I do? What can I do? What can I do to save myself? To save my family? To make my hishtadlus? I don't want things to happen to me. I'm scared. That's what Ramban says. The more you have emuna, the more you have bitachon, the more you have shivis Hashem lenegdi somid, the more aware you are of Hashem, that's the sliding scale. The more aware you are, the more Hashem is taka there, you create that reality. You create the reality of Hashem being with you and mogen over you by connecting to Him. That's what they say. So that's number four. Number one is the bedrock of being a Jew, emuna, and it takes work because things seem random, things seem chaotic. They're not. Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. Number two is b'derech hateva. Until Mashiach comes, there has to be a recognition on the part of the Hamon Am of the matzav, and not to ascribe it to silly things. Be a makir that we're in milchama, and whenever the opportunity presents itself, to demand that it be treated like a milchama. Nothing ever happened denying reality, denying emes. That's like step one to finding a solution, is recognizing the metzius, and there's no recognition of the metzius on the part of people who are some. Who right now have koyach to do something about it. What we can do in that vein is at least make sure that we recognize the Matthias and not allow silly people to make stupid remarks that cheapen the dam of a Jew. Number three is the lessons of the Chodesh Halvavos. It's begeder musr. Begeder musr. Look what can happen. Be ready for what can happen. Be thankful that it didn't happen, weird as it sounds. Thank you, Hashem, that I wasn't killed today. And be prepared to leave this world. That's number three, those two lessons, those two Musar lessons. And number four is, what kind of Shmira can I have? Once I do my Hishtadlus, well, they come in tandem, they're together. Yes, I do my Hishtadlus. And I want more Shmira. Past the line of Hishtadlus, you're wasting your time and your money and your efforts and your Peiches. This is the Shmira. The Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachaya is the Shmira. That's not guaranteed. No Shmira is guaranteed. But Hashem Baruch Hu runs the world and He has His Cheshbonos that take the whole of history into account. We don't know. We're not privy to it. But that's the Shmira, that's the best Shmira. And that's something to go home with, I think. What am I going to do now? I'm scared. Ramban, Rabbeinu Bachaya. Work on Emuno, work on Bitachon, work on Shivisi. Make that a reality. That'll bring Hashem into your life. It works, says the Ramban, says Rabbeinu Bachaya. It works. And he's Shomer. He's Shomer of those. The closer he is to you, the more he's Shomer you, and the more protection you have. Tough day, Rabosai. Tough when you know the people, when you know the type of people, when it's like just a normal day, a normal and davening, again, as a normal activity. It's not more, please, I'm sorry, it's not more reprehensible to kill a Jew when he's davening than when he's buying cornflakes in the store. Chas v'shalom. Don't talk like that. Don't think like that. You cheapen our dam. Shvach alayim zamecha lechoron apcha yasigim tirdof biyafas hashmidei mitach hashmei Hashem.